Welcome, everybody. Mordechai Plofsky here, discussing the holy topic of sukkahs. Tonight it's raining, so sadly we're not able to enjoy the sukkah. And but I wanted to talk about why sukkahs itself is a zman simchaseinu. We know that first of all, there's a lot of different components that go into making sukkahs a happy occasion, but it's the simplicity of the sukkah. It's the simplicity of the Arba Minim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us, which is also the Aravos, and we're going to be using them on Hoshana Rabbah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mechila Gemura, Kol Mevasa, Mevasa Omer, going to say. And the Aravos seem to remind me of the word Avar Yonim, which is a chiddush of my own, that I don't see it written anywhere, but when we approach Yom Kippur on Kol Nidrei night, we say, after Rosh Hashanah, after Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Anu Matzchilim Lehisfal Im Ha'Avar Yonim, we are about to commence our prayer service with the sinners. And one would obviously ask a question, after all of this time that has passed between Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and now finally Yom Kippur, why is it that we're declaring we're about to pray together with a bunch of sinners? We should be on the opposite spectrum. We should say we're about to pray with a bunch of tzaddikim, righteous people. And so this actually is a power question, and I hope that the answer that I'm about to suggest is just as good. And that is that if we find in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we see that Ki Sikna Evet Ivri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces to us the laws of Avdus, the laws of slavery. And the laws of slavery are very, very sad and unfortunate, because someone who didn't have the means went ahead and stole a loaf of bread, or he stole something else, and as a result of being apprehended and being found guilty in a court, he is obligated to then serve for 6 years, and at the end he's able to go free. One would think that there are so many ways to begin Parshas Mishpatim, but explains the uncle of the Rav Yosef Karo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I heard this in the Shir many, many years ago, and I don't remember the name, I'd have to find it. And he explains in his Sefer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much concerned with the weakest link among us. And although there are many other topics to be discussed and are discussed in Parshas Mishpatim, we begin with Ki Sikna Evet Ivri, now with Yibum, now with the laws of helping another person when they find themselves in times of distress, but rather lifting up this downtrodden soul that was left with no recourse but to steal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, You have the opportunity to become a tremendous beacon of light, because after 6 years, you'll have a family of your own, and you may be the one who is going to help others in the same circumstances in which you were found. Now you'll be able to help others. And the difference between the criminal court justice system, which some are of the opinion is not the best climate, and the climate in which we try to create by allowing this individual who was found guilty to see the Shabbos Neros being lit, and the fact that the owner of the home, if he only has one pillow, has to give it up for the slave. If he only has one blanket, he has to give that too up for the slave. And so this person is surrounded by mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. This is such a power influence on him. And how could someone not see the light, so to speak, and become a beacon of light, independent, on his own, for others? And so the word Avar Yonim means sinners, and the word Aravos refers to, as the Medrash Rabba refers to, that there are certain elements of the Arba Minim that contain a Tam Vareach, which is the Esrog, and then you have the Tam and no Reach, Reach and no Tam, and then you have nothing at all. And when you have nothing at all, it's a willow branch. So the hadassim have a reach, but they don't have any tam. The lulav has a tam, but doesn't have any reach. And the aravos don't have any tam, and they don't have any reach. And this, of course, refers to the four different types of Jewish people. This refers to the esrog, the one who has Torah and mitzvot, the masim tovim. And then you have the lulav, which refers to somebody who does not have Torah, but he has mitzvot and masim tovim, or adasim, you know, masim tovim, but no Torah mitzvot, and vice versa. And then you have somebody who doesn't have anything. He doesn't have Torah, doesn't have mitzvot, no masim tovim, nothing. And yet, we make aguda achas. We make one collection, and we put everything together, and we say, during this time of year, we're not judging you. We're not looking at you in a negative way. We're being appreciative of the fact that you're part of our family. And even though you may not be as learned, as wise, as sagacious as you could be, as your potential indicates, nevertheless, we are here to raise you up and to show how critical you are to our service. Everybody is always busy with the aravos. It looks like the aravos are brittle. And nobody says that about the lulav. Nobody says that about the hadassim. And very, very, very few people are even saying that about the esrog. Generally speaking, those three minim don't really change much over the course of 8 days. But the aravos, after a day or two, very quickly become very brittle. And and people have to replace them if they want them to look just as fresh as they did when they first inserted them into the packet, the four species packet. And so that's the reason why aravos play such a prominent role, I would like to suggest, because it is the reason why we actually have Simchas Torah. The Simchas HaTorah is that although you may not have practiced as much as you could have during the past year, and you could have done a little bit better when it came to Masim Tovim, nevertheless, you stand to be a beacon of light unto all of us by turning yourself around and showing how a little bit of water, a little bit of refrigeration, a little bit of attention can really show how great that arava, that those aravos can blossom and restore themselves to their beauty, to their majesty. And so it is true with the Jewish people. And let us hope and pray that that in the merit, in the spirit of understanding the aravos, understanding the meaning of aryanim, understanding the meaning of diving together with those that are not as learned as we are, we stand to benefit by helping them grow, and they, of course, stand to benefit by seeing how it should be practiced, how the laws and all of the practices should be observed. So in that schus, in that merit, may we be zocha to see the good in others, lift each other up, and gain from one another in more ways than one.